apologize for the quality of my voice this morning. I caught whatever plague has been going around the seminary recently, so so please bear with me. And it's, I guess, an appropriate day to have an issue with my voice as we celebrate this Feast of St. Blaise. You know, I think one aspect of our Catholic faith that can be difficult for our Protestant brothers and sisters in Christ to understand is this whole role of the saints in the practice of the faith. You know, take St. Blaise today, whose feast we're celebrating, and if they were to walk in and see, you know, that blessing of the throats with these candles around someone's throat, they'd probably think, well, that's a little weird. What are those people doing? And we could add to that list, you know, St. Anthony, who we pray to when we lose things, or Thérèse of Lisieux, who tends to come to us through that sign of flowers. And to an outsider looking in, it might look like more of the work of a magician than any sort of authentic faith. It could cause some confusion. Logically, it may even challenge some of us. Why do I have to go to a saint? Why not just go directly to God? What's the whole purpose of this process? You know, couldn't God just do all of this on his own? And of course, the answer to that question is yes, he could. But what we see throughout this pattern of salvation history is that God chooses human instruments. He works through human instruments. I think right off the bat, that gives a great dignity to the human person, right? That God can work through us, not only in very ordinary ways, but also in very profound and miraculous ways. And we see this pattern begins with Christ himself. He comes to us in a human nature through the incarnation, right? Takes up our human nature and elevates it, brings it to a higher level, if you will. And then he continues this process in many ways through the saints who become those instruments of his grace. And we see it as something that's happening, not just sort of in modern times in a sense, but right at the very beginning of the foundation of our faith. If we look back at the Acts of the Apostles, already right after our Lord's death and resurrection, as the apostles are out, they begin these miraculous works, Christ working through their human natures to bring about healing. And so perhaps this is something that we can reflect upon, a mystery of why in God's providence he chooses to work through human instruments. But I think part of it is to thank him for working through human instruments, because what a great dignity that gives to each one of us and to our human nature, to recognize the profound ways in which God can work, not only through the saints, but through you and through me, right? We may not heal people's throats, we may not walk on water, but we can certainly be instruments of kindness to people. We can certainly be instruments of love to people's hearts. And isn't that just as miraculous in many ways as some of these physical healings that we hear of? So may we ourselves thank God for the role of the saints. May we thank God for the dignity that it gives to each one of us. And may we look to them as models and strive to be holy as they were holy.